want to send you off right. That's 101 graduate and 119 coming back for to finish their course. I guess some people, what in the world are they doing? It's been happening 27 years. I've got a revelation for the body of Christ on financial freedom. A lot in the body of Christ have come to financial freedom. And I pray, God, that everybody under the sound of my voice come to the point of their inheritance and enter into financial freedom. It's available, it's of God, it's real. And you can step into it because you're a child of God. Your father is rich and he wants you blessed. Amen. Families who come with their loved one, I want you to know you're welcome here tonight with compassion and wisdom. I pray that I receive, that I may be able to say a word to this class, but not only to this class, may I say a word to you who have come with them to help you somewhere in your life supernaturally. I never take this time of ministering the word as an occasion or a time to do it different. I don't minister the word of God different. I'm about ministering to people's hearts. Even at a graduation, a revelation can come to be a blessing to you. Amen. And so I need you who are Christian to open up and pull for a few moments. I really don't know how long I'm going to preach. True, because that's not my decision to make. You can't make that decision. But I believe the Lord has spoken for this class and spoken to me. And so we just thank the precious Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus that tonight all over the world it can be heard about the magnificent God. We thank you, Father, for your presence. Bless every person here in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. To minister the word, to carry out the great commission from the Lord Jesus Christ, this is one thing I know after 44 years of experiencing, searching and going after the Lord to know more about him. For ministry, we must be touched with a supernatural fire from heaven. To minister, you must be touched with a supernatural fire from heaven. And then I want you to remember this class that I say to you, something I've done myself. Never let the fire go out. I want you to say that, class. Never. You have to stay in position for that fire to keep burning. That fire will keep you clean. It'll keep you holy. It'll keep you empowered. It'll keep you walking in the light. It'll keep you functioning beyond natural standards. That's a supernatural fire from heaven that every minister, I'll show you four or five ministers that came in touch with that fire. And that fire is the very thing that caused them to be able to carry out the great commission and assignment God has given them. In the Bible, in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, I sort of sat on the porch today and memorized this verse. But verse 11 says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Then the 12th verse says, he says something else about fire. This is an unquenchable fire. This is a fire that no man can put out, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Notice fire is spoken twice here. Baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And then he said, but he will burn up the chaff. That those things will try to stop you with an unquenchable fire. I like that word, unquenchable. That's a fire that can't be put out. Amen?
Amen.
The ministry of God's word depends upon fire from heaven. I would like for the Holy Ghost tonight to let us have a taste of that fire in the next few moments. I don't see why we can't have a taste. Wave your hand at me. If you're ready for it, it'll hit your seat. All this fire moves, it flickers, and it moves, and it touches people, and it helps people, and it changes things. And you come for a graduation and got graduated in life. So the ministry of God's word depends upon fire from heaven. No man or woman are fit to preach until they have been touched with fire from heaven. The coal of the heavenly fire must touch my lip and my heart to really give the Holy Ghost free course. Amen?
Amen?
I'm going tonight, class, to call some of God's greatest men before you tonight to reveal the importance of the fire of the Holy Ghost in the business of representing God properly in the earth realm. We must be touched with a supernatural fire from heaven. What I say? If you do not catch a fire, you will not be able to stay in real ministry. You know what I say? Real ministry. Producing. Bless. Helping people. Not afraid. Not fearful. Not doubtful. Knowing that nothing is impossible with God. This Holy Ghost fire that he talks about, that John talks about, it changes you into another person. You lose the will to lose. But you know you don't ever have to. I'm talking to all the Christians in here. I'm not just talking to this class. You don't have, as a child of God, you don't have no right to lose. Because the victory of God lives on the inside of you. Hallelujah. It lives on the inside of you. So here in Matthew 3:10-12, Jesus' ministry was full of the Holy Ghost and fire. And those he ministered to, he baptized them with the Holy Ghost and fire. Now the Holy Ghost is power, but fire is a cleansing agent. And fire will keep you clean that the power can work. There's an anointing there. There's a supernatural ability of God that come upon God's children to preach the gospel in season and out of season. There are people who will try to stop you, but they can't stand before you. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen? So here, Matthew tells us that Jesus' ministry was based on fire, the Holy Ghost. Jesus could not carry out his ministry without the Holy Ghost. So if Jesus couldn't carry out his ministry without the Holy Ghost, definitely, my brothers and sisters, we cannot carry our ministry out without the help of the Holy Ghost. Everybody say, help.
Help.
Yeah, you need the help. If you're going to be successful, all the things we taught you, you're going to need the help of the Holy Ghost. In Jeremiah chapter 20, let me call Jeremiah on the scene. Jeremiah was a prophet. He preached And because of his preaching, many turned against him. He wouldn't go with the status quo. He preached, "Thus saith the Lord." And the pressure came on. And so I want to look at a text here in Jeremiah for a minute that I think we should look at. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
Y'all still here? You're going home?
Yes.
I'm still here. All right. Glory to God. I think I might preach a little bit tonight. I don't know. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I want to bless somebody. How many want to get blessed? Yeah, well, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with preaching. I feel something coming on me, boy. If you excuse my expression, come on up, all up this robe, something coming up here. My Lord. In Jeremiah 20, verses 8 and 9. Jeremiah 20, I'm not going to make no excuses for preaching tonight. 8 and 9. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violent and spar. In other words, didn't hold back on God's word. Whatever needed to be said, you got to say it. You can't compromise for a good church or for people to like you. Everybody is not going to like you. If everybody like you, you just got fired. So the thing, by him preaching, reproach came, and it says in that 8th verse, derision daily. So Jeremiah decided he wasn't going to preach. He says, I ain't got to go through all this. I'm going to quit. I'm not going to preach. But then the 9th verse said, then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. Too much trouble. You pastors know what I'm talking about. Too much trouble. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bone. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay there. I could not stay, meaning I had to keep speaking. That fire kept pushing me. And so when that fire is on the inside of you, for lack of a better word, you fired up. And you're not going to let nobody stop you. So Jeremiah had the word burning in his heart like fire shut up in his bone. What a testimony. Every now and then I experience that. I experience that burning. And I just can't hold back. When that burning is on, brother, I got to find somebody to talk to about Jesus. Sometimes I catch a fire 7 or 8 times a day. Just catch a fire, man. The Holy Ghost just come. Oh, I'm getting overwhelmed now. He overwhelmed you with power. And somebody need that power. Somebody need to hear words from you. Somebody hurting. Somebody in pain. Don't forget, people need you to be fired up. They don't need no dry preacher. They don't need no preacher just preaching out a book and don't have no touch with God. They don't need nobody who just talk like an orator and don't and concern about how to spit a verb and miss an adjective. That don't make no difference. We just need power. We need the Holy Ghost to show up and give us our miracle and give us our sign and give us our wonder and give us our understanding and give us wisdom to handle a problem that we have in our lives. That's what people need. People need you to love them, but they need you to preach the gospel in season, out of season. Not to be ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. Deliverance, victory. Somebody get delivered here tonight. I just come to a graduation. But you're going to go home and find out something happened that you've been trying to get happened. Because the fire in here tonight. I say because the fire in here tonight. He wouldn't tell me to preach about fire and not let the fire flow. I don't serve a God like that. Whatever he tell me do, he back me up. Never let the fire go out. And I'm not going to lie to somebody I'm almost through, because I'm not. A few more things. I decree that fire will burn in your heart And it'll be like fire in your bone the rest of your day. Y'all receive that? Then, my brothers and sisters, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bone, and I was weary. I couldn't hold my peace. I had to tell somebody. You know, when you're a preacher, you just got to talk. Amen. Preacher's going to talk. I mean, you got, you know, my conversation you get with me, we'd be talking about a car or something, a horse or something. And a few minutes later, I'm saying, chapter 5, verse 4. Because I'm more interested in that than a car, than a house, than anything else. I want the Lord to touch me. All right. Let me call Isaiah on the scene. In Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. Let's call him on the scene here. Did Isaiah have anything to say about fire? Anything to say about fire? Isaiah chapter 6. Hallelujah.
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 Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting up on the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Glory, that's running ground right there. And above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two, twin mean two, he covered his head. With two, he covered his feet. With two, he did fly. Six winged angels. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it,
the whole earth
is full of his glory.
God
is going to supply every need you need to carry out his mission.
Yes.
You'll never have to be a beggar. And you never have to worry about your supplies. He will supply all your needs. He'll get you where you need to be. Now someone going to back out here, but I'm going to say it anyway. How many jets I've had? Four? Four jets. God got them all. They all paid for. Paid for four jets. Now, you know, little country boy like me, I ain't that smart to pay for no four jet of millions of dollars. But I just want the class to know, well, God has no respect of person. If you catch a fire, God gonna put you somewhere to burn. But y'all know that. And he'll take care of you. Now, some try to preach without the fire. And Lord, people said, see, like people on the edge of the seat in here right now. But they don't know what I'm going to do. I might explode any minute. Because it's not by might, nor by power, by his spirit. And some of y'all looking at me so sad, y'all might be don't know what the fire is. They got fire up in here. You can get healed in here. Your life can be extended in here. Your children can be taken care of and brought back home up in here. God can put an anointing on your grandchildren can get blessed in here. What? Don't set up in church like you're in a movie. Expect something to happen. Expect something to happen to you. Don't ever go off and try to preach without the fire.
Yes, sir. Come on, Father.
Let me try to finish. Verse 4 says, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. His presence. How many of y'all ever been in his presence? How many of you been by yourself and you felt like somebody's hand was on you? How many of you caught a lot of? How many of y'all ever start crying and nobody wasn't doing you nothing? Say his presence.
His presence.
His presence.
His presence.
It's precious.
It's precious.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is. That is right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is right there. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It don't take long. It don't take long. Hallelujah. Somebody can get healed right there. After 27 years carrying it, I don't know who I'm talking to, it will leave you tonight. 27 years you've been carrying it, it leaves tonight. Hallelujah. And so, Jeremiah answered up, then said, I, woe is me, for I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of these seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand. That's fire, you know, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it, good God Almighty, upon my mouth. Put your hand on your mouth right quick there. He laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, he hath touched my lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? I'm ready now, Lord. I got the fire. Then said I, yeah, am I. Send me. See, that fire give you courage. That fire give you a boldness. That fire move you into another realm. That fire, you forget your naturalness. It's a supernatural fire, I tell you. Here's a man who thought he was unworthy, but when that fire touched him and the call came, he said, here am I, Lord. I'm ready. Are you ready? Ta-ta-la-la-ba-sha-ya. Y'all don't know if they've been baptized with the Holy Ghost. I'm just speaking in a tongue, a language, a spiritual language that God gave me. Ha, 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 ha. You feel him moving? He's in here. Let me show you one of these other boys. Now, Isaiah got his call. Let me show you another boy now. Show you another one. Exodus, chapter 3. That was a man God wanted to call. And God sent, I'm not going to read much more, I'm just going to go ahead and preach a little bit here. And God sent, Exodus 3:1-5 in your notes. Moses met the I am that I am in the burning bush experience. Here's a bush that don't want to go out. An angel was in the bush. And all of a sudden, when Moses gave the bush attention, God spoke out the bush. A burning bush. Moses said it was a strange bush because it kept burning, but it wouldn't burn out. It was a supernatural bush. Sometime when you preach it, that supernatural bush gonna come around. That supernatural fire gonna come around. Put all your notes up when that happens. Shut your Bible when that happens. And throw caution to the wind. Because the Holy Ghost gonna start blowing, that wind gonna start blowing, that fire start burning, that water gonna start flowing supernaturally. Moses' bush wouldn't go out. And Moses, the Lord said to the Lord, now when you walk in this supernatural fire, you're gonna have to know you got to take your shoes off. Your will, your plan, your agenda. You got to let it go. Yeah, you got to let it go. See, let God do the driving. Are you following me? And you're going to be blessed now. You're going to be blessed. You heard a lot of these instructions, told you a lot of things. But I'm telling you tonight, I'm telling you, I'm sending you off with this supernatural fire on you. All right? Let God do the driving. Yeah, Moses there, finally, when he said, I am that I am. I'm whatever you need anytime you need it. I want you to remember that. You got the I am with you. I'm there. All right, let's see one more. The burning bush. I didn't do it justice. Elijah. See, God deal with fire. These false prophets talking to this real prophet. He said, go ahead and build your altar and call on your God. And there was 450. They built their altar and they called on their God. They cut themselves up. They were screaming. And Elijah, he made fun of him. He said, he might be going on vacation. Call another state and call him back. But he never answered by fire. Then Elijah said, let's straighten the altar out. Now let me put, I want y'all to put some wood. I want you to pour water down to drink. I want to wet the wood with water. Because I'm about to call on a God, fire that burn up water. That burn stone. That fire burn stone up. And when Elijah called on his God, the fire came. And it burned the water, the wood, the stone, everything was there. It was a supernatural fire. I tell you, tonight God is releasing a supernatural fire on your ministry that nobody will ever be able to stop you from this night forward. When the fire fell, the people that was under Elijah said, let your God be our God. Yeah, you can't let these people stop you with religion, tradition, denomination, telling you don't post a dance. You got to dance sometimes. You got to shout sometimes. Sometimes you got to run. Sometimes you got to lift your hand and praise the Lord. Don't care who don't like about it. These religious folks sometimes don't want to raise their hand. They don't want to get their raising at the ball game, but they won't raise it in the church. We got to give God some glory up in here. Don't let nobody stop you from praising the Lord. Praise the Lord at all times. Let his praise continue to be on your lips. Let the Lord be magnified. I'm not going to let nobody stop me from praising him. When the fire starts burning, I'm going to shout. When the fire starts burning, I'm going to run. When the fire starts burning, I'm going to glorify. I'm not going to let nobody stop me. He saved me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. I want to praise him all the days of my life. I love him with all my heart, all my soul, all my might, all my strength. He's a good God. He's a good God. Then the 120 gathered in the upper room on one accord. He told them he'll meet them now. Then the atmosphere changed like a mighty rushing wind. Fill the whole place. The atmosphere got to be right to preach. Yeah, you got to let the Holy Ghost fix the atmosphere. You're always going to have something don't go with you, but you get your remnant. And start preaching, and the atmosphere, the wind start blowing. I hear the wind blowing in here tonight. The wind of the Holy Ghost. So he filled the place, but it's not enough for the place to be full. You see? Then tongues like fire set up on each of them. And they went to speaking in other language. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Anybody here filled with the Holy Ghost? Anybody here ever spoken tongue before? Oh my God, don't it get power on the inside? Yes. It edify you, yes. Strengthen you, yes. Turn you into another man. Right. I wish somebody, I ought to give a line in the side of you not filled with the Holy Ghost. So I can lay a hand on you tonight. Your family done brought you here. You need that power in your life when you don't know how to pray about something. Sometimes things get all messed up and you don't know how to pray about it. But you hear the Holy Ghost say, I'll take a hold together with you. We'll get this thing straight. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody next to you, tell them they need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Then I close tonight with, I closed tonight, them boys walking on the Emmaus Road. At first their eyes wasn't open, but he opened the eyes, they recognized. And when he went off, one looked at the other one, said, did not our heart burn within? That's that fire. When he spoke with us by the wayside, I tell you, he'll set you afire. If you let him, he'll set you afire. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in meditation. Spend time in praise. Spend time in worship. He'll set you afire. You don't have to be educated. You don't have to be smart. I'm not smart. Paul said, I didn't come to you with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. God just looking for a man or woman to yield himself to him. You don't have to be a college graduate. Matter of fact, you might be better off not being one. Because God just want to use you. God want to use you. He want his Spirit to have free course. He don't want you to contaminate it with education. Contaminated with, want everything to go right all the time. No, you just got to throw caution to the wind. Let the Holy Ghost do what he want to do. You know the Holy Ghost, let me close you. You know the Holy Ghost is a mighty good friend. The Holy Ghost know the in. He know the out. He got all answers. The Holy Ghost is God. He lives on the inside of me. He stirred a kingdom up on the inside of me. He stirred a new life up on the inside of me. When I need him, he's always on time. I tell you, class of 2018, I want you to catch a fire tonight. Never let the fire go out. When you feel the fire going out, lift both hands in the air and tell God, I can't make it without you. And if the hand raising don't do it, do a little dance. Dance in the presence of God. And if the dance don't do it, take your little run down the street. He gonna meet you somewhere. I say he gonna meet you somewhere. Oh, 18, you've been through many classes, but now it's time to go on the road. Now it's time to preach the gospel. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe. I'm not ashamed of that old rugged cross. I'm not ashamed because on the third day, my rock and your rock, he got up from under a rock, declaring all power is in my hand. Good night, 2018. I'll see you at another time. Walk by faith and not by sight. Know that the Lord is your shepherd and you'll never be in want. Know that he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Know that he nuts your head with all and your cup runneth over. Know, surely, what is in place is a part of your day of life. Surely, the Lord is good.
Seated. Students, you can prepare. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.